The Skills of Relational Intelligence. Establishing Rapport. Rapport is the ability to enter someone else's world, to make a person feel that you understand them, that you have a strong common bond. Tony Robbins. Rapport building is critical to the success of any relationship. When people first meet, establishing rapport allows them to create an initial connection. It sets the stage for two people to develop affinity with and appreciation for each other. Building rapport enables you to understand where someone else is coming from. It helps you begin to understand a person's likes and interests. It can set the foundation for how leaders impact their people. It can create the early sparks for romantic relationships to take shape. It helps us meet friends and develop personal connections. The concept of establishing rapport, a process of building a sustaining relationship of mutual trust, harmony, and understanding, has been studied in the field of psychology for over 70 years. Researchers have found that rapport is often viewed as a starting point for developing trust in and influence on others by using empathy and respect to create an environment of mutual understanding. Rapport between two people can be instantaneous or developed in a short period of time. This typically occurs based on two important factors: enjoyable interactions and personal connection. We have all experienced hitting it off immediately with someone we have just met. The very first time you may have spoken with a person with whom you share rapport, a little voice in the back of your mind may have said, "I like this person. I trust them. We have things in common." You may not have been able to identify any specific reason why you felt this way at the time, but you just did. After a few minutes of conversation, when rapport is built, you can quickly get a feel for who a person is and whether you want to continue to get to know them. This is why rapport is simple yet complex. You can establish it quickly with some people, whereas with others, it can be challenging to make an initial connection. I see this often when leaders are working with new teams. If they invest the time needed for getting to know people early on, they can set the stage to have a lasting, positive impact on others. If they miss out on opportunities to build rapport, people can become guarded and skeptical about the leader's motives. Establishing rapport is also critical in the early stages of dating. When two people meet, there is a sizing up period that can last throughout the entire first date. This is where first impressions play a critical role. How are you dressed? What verbal signs are you sending if you are interested in having a good time? What nonverbal gestures are you communicating? Are you asking questions and actively listening, or are you dominating the conversation? Each of these factors plays a role in developing initial connection or rapport. When it's done well, it will usually lead to a second date. When it is managed poorly, the date will end quickly. Great rapport builders have empathy for people. They know how to relate to others' needs and can see things through their eyes. They have the ability to walk in someone else's shoes. They are also enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is contagious. People gravitate toward those who have a passion for life. Such passion doesn't have to be over-the-top energy and excitement. It can be as simple as a genuine smile. Dale Carnegie, in his timeless classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People, had this to say about the power of a smile. Your smile is a messenger of your goodwill. Your smile brightens the lives of all who see it. It can be like the sun breaking through the clouds. People who know how to build rapport are also curious. They tend to ask a lot of questions. They use this to gather information, but also listen attentively to further develop a connection. They know how to use humor to lighten the mood, which can make people open up and share more about themselves. Part of human nature is the way we are more comfortable and open with people whom we perceive to be like ourselves. People who are skilled at establishing rapport know how to make others feel appreciated and understood. They invest time to make others feel comfortable and accepted.